Hey, welcome to day four of a Grow Team speaking about what breaks God's heart. This is a series of messages about what it is that moves God so that we can find out the things that really move him, and then we can say, hey, if that moves God, if he's passionate about that, I should also be passionate about that. And then we need to learn how to handle that passion. We don't want to just become angry, noisy, upset people. So we're going to talk about not only what it is that moves God, but how to respond to that. And we'll talk a bit more about that in the next couple of days. So, first of all, let me read to you something from Proverbs chapter 6. It says here, the writer of these Proverbs uses a common method of giving a list. He says, there are six things which the Lord hates, yes, seven which are an abomination to him. And you sort of feel, well, six or seven, make up your mind. It's sort of funny that he could start off by saying six and then go to seven. But what that type of list is a teaching method where you build anticipation. You say, hey, six, no, not only six, I'm going to give you seven. So it's sort of a style you'll see a few times through the Old Testament where you start with one number and you go a little bit higher because it lifted you. So he says, Proverbs chapter 6 verse 16, there are six things which the Lord hates, yes, seven which are an abomination to him. Or in other words, these are the things that really upset God. So it's important. We don't just know the things that God wants and loves. We can also discover the things he hates. And that sort of gives us an indication about what God is doing. So let's take this from verse 17. The six things, or seven things that God hates. One, haughty eyes, proud eyes. Two, a lying tongue. Three, hands that shed innocent blood. Four, a heart that devises wicked plans. Five, feet that run rapidly to evil. Six, a false witness who utters lies. And seven, one who spreads strife among brothers. So there's a list of seven things that God hates. Let me just go through them quickly again. Haughty eyes, pride, arrogance. Two, a lying tongue, being deceitful, speaking in a way that deceives and twists words so that people are lied to. Three, hands that shed innocent blood. In other words, you pick on someone and you bring them to violence or even death, and they don't deserve it. They are undeserving. They are innocent. Four, a heart that devises wicked plans. God does not like it when people scheme and think up ways to do things that are not right. Five, feet that run rapidly to evil. God doesn't like it when people are predisposed to doing the wrong thing. They enjoy evil. They enjoy sinning. It's not what God wants. He hates that. Six, a false witness who utters lies. And then seven, I'll come back to this one. And then seven, the last one, one who spreads strife among brothers. God hates it. He hates it. It's an abomination to him when someone causes people that are walking together to get out of unity and to fight and to be in to be in strife with one another. That second last one, a false witness. When I first read this, I thought, oh, it's a little bit like the second one, a lying tongue, a false witness, someone who lies and someone who gives a false testimony. I took that as the same thing. And I thought, well, that's funny that he says the same thing twice, but, you know, some of them are a little bit similar. That's all right. But then I realized, no, that's not actually talking about just lying. A false witness who utters lies is someone, a false witness is someone who's called up into the courts to provide testimony and they lie in their testimony. They deceive in their testimony. This is not just about someone who's lying. It's about, this is someone who's corrupting the process of the courts. This is someone who is misusing justice by getting up there. If someone is before the courts and they're being charged with a matter and they said, did you steal this? And someone gets up and says, oh, I saw him take it and I saw him put in, you know, put in the boot of the car, obviously the person in Proverbs, I saw him put it in the back of the donkey and take away. The judge would say, well, based on your testimony, based on your witness, I find this person guilty as charged. See, that is not just lying, but it's causing the whole justice system. That judge wants to do the right thing. He wants justice to occur, and you are causing justice to be taken away from an innocent person. God hates that. He hates injustice. He hates it when things are not done as legally and right. And let me just read to you from Zechariah chapter 8. He says, these are the things you should not do. These are the things which you should do, sorry. You should speak the truth to one another. Judge with truth and judgment for peace in your gates. Let none of you devise evil in your heart against one another. Do not love perjury. Well, what's perjury? A false oath. Again, talking about the justice system. For all these are what I hate, declares the Lord. See, he says, I want you to do the right thing. We should be passionate for justice. We should be passionate for things to be done right. We should be moved and stirred and say, I hate it when people lie. I hate it when people are deceived. I hate it when people are running around trying to stir up evil. I hate it when the people are doing these things. I hate it when strife is stirred up amongst God's brothers. I hate it when Christians fight each other instead, you know, because strife has been stirred up. These are things which we need to be passionate about, because God is passionate. He loves justice. He loves truth. He loves fairness. These are things on his heart. But can I just say, listen to the next 2 days, because there's a balance to this. We don't want to just be out there fighting for injustice, but get into our own anger and get into our own fighting mode. So we need to do this right. We need to be passionate for the things that God wants, is passionate about. But do it in his spirit of love and mercy. We'll talk about that in the next couple of days. But first of all, today, I just want you to stop and maybe read through this list yourself, Proverbs 6, 16 to 19, and just stop and think, you know, God hates these things. God hates it when we run and do evil things. Just meditate on each of them and realize, you know what? I want to be passionate. I want to hate these things too. God bless you.